Okay, so I apologize. My voice is awful. I woke up like half an hour ago. And if the sound quality is weird, I have a new phone and the phone case is weird. But, anyways, I don't even want to count it as this, but I fucking lost my virginity last night. And it sucked. Like, you don't have to have had sex before to know that that sucked. First off, homeboy didn't even know, like, how to find my clit. And, like, you could tell he tried, but he didn't try hard enough. And, like, the first 2 minutes, he didn't even know he wasn't in me. And he, like, I should have taken a hint from the number of times in, like, casual conversations that he said, it's not the size, it's how you use it. I should have taken that hint. Like, no offense to anybody out there who isn't well endowed, but oh my god. He was so small. And he didn't even talk. Like, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, the only thing he said was, give it to me. And I'm like, I need words, man. I need words. Shit. I just fucking told him, like, this isn't working. You might as well just stop. Like, instead of laying there and taking it, I just was like, yeah, no, this isn't gonna work. This isn't gonna work. That was, pretty disappointing. He talked a lot of game, and he couldn't. He talked the talk, but he couldn't walk the walk. And, like, that's sad. That was sad. But, I mean, at least now I won't be horrifically nervous about fucking anybody. Shit. And the worst thing was, like, when I fuck myself, I literally, pretty much the only word out of my mouth is daddy. He wasn't into daddy. And that sucks. At least now I know. I have a good attitude about it. Like, shit happens. Not everybody can be perfect, and not everybody paid attention in sex ed. But, like, come on. He's like 30 something. And he didn't know that he wasn't in me. He didn't know where the clitoris was. I'm not even sure he knew that it was a thing. And all he did was stare at me. It was weird. This is just like pro tip. Don't only stare at whoever you're fucking. Because that's... ugh. That was creepy. Like, I'm trying to shove my head back and I open my eyes and he's just staring at me.
staring into my soul.
Ugh. That was weird. Well, like, he's an alright person. He had good intentions, I guess. But, like, up your game, boy. That was sad. I feel bad for laughing. Oh my god, he couldn't even bend over to, like, fucking. He couldn't bend over to try and bite my nipples without slipping out. I feel bad for laughing. I really do. I feel bad. Because, like, he tried, but. He didn't try hard enough. Like, I can't even give him an A for effort. I can give him a C-. I'd give him a D. I'd give him a D, but I already know.
What? I'm okay. I'm okay, Bobby. Do you love me? Do you love me, Bobby? Are you my baby?
Oh, you love me. You're my baby. You walking around.
Oh, get your butt out of my face. Like, I'd give him a D, but I already know he can't handle two, so he wouldn't be able to handle one either. But, I mean, I'm looking at it this way. At least I got the first one out of the way, and I really...
Hey. Nobody said you could do squeaky squeaky.
Last few years I've been thinking, like, oh my god, no, I need to be in a relationship, and
hey, stop it.
I need to be in a relationship and fuck somebody that I love and let somebody who cares take my virginity. And then I realized virginity is a social construct. I hate to be one of those people, but it is. Like, people, unless you're in some shitty extremist situation, people aren't gonna look at you any different for losing your virginity. Like, there are exceptions to that, but most of the time people aren't gonna be like, oh, you suck. Fuck you. Like, my mother will probably literally... Well, no. I would say she would literally throw me a party, but that would only happen if I enjoyed myself. Anyways, I've got to go try and be a productive member of society and go give my mother a hug, because now I know what she's felt like with my stepdad for the past 10 years. Okay. Bye, everybody. No, open, goddammit.